Beloved brethren and sisters in Christ Jesus, my talk today is going to be a bit different than all of the other talks you've heard this weekend. Unfortunately, it's my sorrowful duty, or maybe I should say it is with great joy that I'm able to say to you. But nevertheless, it is my responsibility to tell you that in spite of all that we studied this weekend and learned about the tabernacle, all its beauty and all its type, the fact is the tabernacle failed to accomplish what it needed to do for those sinners who brought their sacrifices to the door of the tabernacle. And that, brethren and sisters, is why we are assembled around these emblems here this morning. These emblems of Christ's broken body and shed blood, and not meeting at the door of the tabernacle. When Israel wished to approach to God, the God of Israel who dwelt amongst them, as we heard, the one that dwelt in the midst of the sanctuary, they were to approach with a sacrifice. It had to be one of their own animals from the flock or from the herd. They could not bring any clean animal. They couldn't go out and hunt a deer or a roebuck, or I couldn't bring one of your animals and you bring one of mine. It had to be one of their own, without spot or blemish. It had to be the best that they had. And brothers and sisters, do we always give the best we have when approaching to God? Brother Steve quoted David in the 119th Psalm, "Oh, how love I thy law. It is my meditation all the day." Well, at least part of the day. Well, sometime during the day, on most days, not enough time in your day? We all have exactly the same amount of time. We all have 24 hours in a day and 7 days in a week. None of us have any more, and none of us have any less. We each control how it is that we spend that time. How much of that we use for ourselves, and how much we give to God. Do we give the best, the fullness, the fatness? That is the question for which each and every one of us as individuals will be responsible to answer for. The animal had to be the best. "But whatsoever hath a blemish, that shall ye not offer, for it shall not be accepted for you. Thou shalt not sacrifice unto the Lord thy God any bullock or sheep wherein is blemish, or any ill-favoredness, for that is an abomination unto thy God." Don't do it. Don't think you're going to sneak one by that's not quite good enough. You're not going to get away with it. We cannot get by doing a little bit less than our best. He requires the best. The question this morning is, have we brought the best this morning? Our time, our labor, our works in the truth, our wealth. Why does a $20 bill look so small when we're at the shopping mall or at the grocery store buying something for ourselves, and that same $20 bill looks so big when we put it in the collection bag? These are the kind of questions that each one of us has to answer.